On this morning's Press Pass, a glance at what will likely be an active year in local politics. Jeff Kelly of Investigative Post looks at some of the prospects for aspirational politicians, and he starts with what promises to be a heated contest.
The 60th State Senate District, which Chris Jacobs is leaving in order to run for the 27th Congressional District vacated by Chris Collins. The 60th District has been in recent years, one of the most volatile districts in the state legislature. There have been 8 state senators in the last 20 years, which is astonishing, considering that a gig in the state legislature is widely regarded as a lifetime gig if you choose to keep it. Compare that, for example, to another retiree is Robin Schimminger in the 140th Assembly District. Robin represented that seat since 1976.
You know, it's interesting, before we went on the air here, we went through the state senators who've sat in that 60th seat. And when you go back, it's almost hard to remember that Antoine Thompson had that for a brief time. Byron Brown had that seat for a while.
He did. And when Byron Brown was state senator, it was less volatile and more of a launching pad for political advancement, as it was for Byron Brown, as it was for Anthony Nanula, who preceded him, and as it was for Tony Masiello, who preceded Nanula. More recently, it's just been a succession of senators who just don't stay there very long, including 2 Republicans, the current incumbent, Chris Jacobs, and previously Mark Grisanti, who is a Democrat turned Republican. The district was originally drawn for Democrats, but it has demonstrated that a Republican, a moderate Republican, who appeals to Democratic voters can win it.
All right. Do we know anybody who's interested in this, or are there people on the horizon that you just see might be a good fit for this particular run?
The leading Democrat for it, and the guy who's probably going to have the Democratic nomination for it, is Assemblyman Sean Ryan. A challenger may surface to him, a primary challenger, but it's, I think, unlikely, and he would enjoy an advantage. The Republican side, nobody has thrown their hat in the ring. But it's interesting. After Grisanti won that seat as a Republican, the district was redrawn to make it safer for him, to make it more suburban and whiter, and to include some suburban strongholds like Hamburg, where people like Lynn Dixon, who just lost the Erie County executive race, she's popular there. And currently, Stefan Mihailu, our Erie County controller, resides.
In Hamburg as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so those people, those two might be considering races. Stefan Mihailu has had his heart set on running for the 27th District Congressional seat, but he seems to be sort of dropping far behind Jacobs and State Senator Rob Ort.
But it's interesting as we talk about the current senator, which is Chris Jacobs, and how there is this sense inside that district that you do need to be a little more moderate of a Republican to appeal to the way that district is drawn up. The 27th Congressional District, though, it's all about supporting President Trump.
Jacobs has certainly tried to change his complexion.
Right.
Since announcing for the 27th, he was widely regarded and acted as a moderate Republican, to use an ancient term, a Rockefeller Republican. But he enjoys other advantages in that district, name recognition, financing. On the other hand, there's Rob Ort,
right,
the state senator, who is genuinely conservative and may appeal to the chairs of the Republican Party throughout that district who will choose the candidate for the special election to fill that seat.
But it's also worth noting that there is a Democrat who's in this again. That's Nate McMurray.
He probably presents an argument that maybe you don't have to be a pro-Trump conservative to do well in that district. He came very, very close to unseating Collins. Now, granted, Collins was under indictment,
right,
but he came very, very close. He mustered a lot of votes in a district where he was not expected to.
Politics, it's never dull, is it?
No, it never is, and it never ends.
It never ends. Jeff Kelly, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
It's my pleasure. Let's keep updating this story.